In the headlines, Ariana Bascom of Providence School and Finn Graham of St. Winifred's, the top performers in this year's Common Entrance exam. And the Education Minister concerned about the trend in English and maths scores and promises education reform is coming. I'm Ronald Clark, and this is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Good evening. Hard work is said to have been the key to the success of Ariana Bascom of Providence School, the top girl in this year's Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam, who is heading to Harrison College. Her mother, Tony Moore, government MP and General Secretary of the Barbados Workers' Union, also believes the timeline for releasing the exam results needs to be, in her words, tightened.
I think that we have to do a little bit better at tightening up the time frame between completing the exam and getting the results in. Now, having gone through it as a parent, it feels like a bit much. But I'm happy for Ariana because certainly I know that she's put in the work. She is naturally bright, I would say, but she had to work a lot on tightening on carelessness because her issues were never lack of knowledge, but careless mistakes. And she really put in a lot of work in that regard.
Meantime, Ariana thanked her teachers.
They were a very big help in it because they helped me fix up my carelessness and stuff like that. And in my opinion, I think they taught me very well. Most students taught me because she helped fix things I learned and things I forgot. But I thank all of the rest of them because they also taught me what I had to do.
The top girl in this year's Barbados Secondary School's entrance examination, Ariana Bascom. Meantime, Ariana's father, Emerson Bascom, Deputy Director of the National Sports Council, notes that Ariana's two siblings also passed for Harrison College previously but opted to attend Queen's College. The top boy is Finn Graham of St. Winifred's School. The soft-spoken youngster is heading to Queen's College. His mother, Alexis Blades Graham, spoke of the family's excitement on hearing the results.
We're over the moon. We've been crying all morning. Had a million messages and calls, and yeah, we're really, really, really proud. I knew he would do well. I just wasn't expecting quite this well, but yeah, knew he'd do well. So he got his school that he wanted, so we're happy. Queen's College.
Alexis Blades Graham, mother of Finn Graham, the top boy in this year's Barbados Secondary School's entrance exam. In announcing the results, Education Minister Kay McConnie said, overall, this year's exam scores are similar to last year's, but the trend in English and maths over the past 10 years is a matter of concern and underscores the need for education reform, which she indicates is definitely coming.
When we reviewed the performance of our children over the past 10 years, we remain concerned as a ministry, and we should be concerned as a nation, that we simply cannot continue to be satisfied with an average of 22% of our students scoring below 50% in the English examination, and an average of 46% of our students scoring below 50% in our mathematics examination. We are therefore, as a ministry, on a mission to develop standards that will enable every school to rise to become a good school.
Minister McConnie says that curriculum reform has commenced and indicates that an announcement will be made soon about plans for the overall education system overhaul. Meantime, the Education Minister has voiced her concern about the state of affairs at the Wesley Hall Junior School, where teachers are on sick out again today. The Minister noted a meeting had been held with the teachers' union prior to last week's sick out.
So there's a meeting on the 13th. Certain matters are raised and action items were developed for them. The next day, in the night, at 9:28, a letter comes in to the PS indicating issues that were not raised before. And by Monday morning, teachers were feeling ill and were not able to come to school. It is reasonable where matters are raised that we give those who have to follow up adequate time to be able to respond appropriately.
Education Minister Kay McConnie, the grandparent of a child at Wesley Hall Junior School, today shared with Starcom Network News her own frustration over the situation at the school.
I just got a call from another parent telling me that there are no teachers on location. The only persons down there with the children are the COVID monitors, and no announcement has been made. And this aid cannot obtain. This has been going on now for too long. If I were not at home, her mother were, her father were, how would she be collected? And I'm not only speaking on my granddaughter's behalf. I believe this is a situation of a number of parents and guardians. Somebody needs to come out and say something.
Grandparent of a child at Wesley Hall Junior School. Ministry officials also spoke of efforts to resolve issues at St. Giles Primary and St. George Secondary Schools. A senior climatologist is warning the region not to treat lightly the weaker storms which are likely to affect the region during the hurricane season. Forecasters are predicting a very active season with 25 named storms, five of which will be major hurricanes. Chief Meteorologist at the Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology, Kathy Ann Caesar, told regional stakeholders at a joint workshop on climate resilience held in Barbados this morning that the devastating impact that the region must pay close attention to smaller systems as they have had a devastating impact in the Caribbean in the past.
I want to stress here, let's not put our eye on just the major hurricanes. We have recorded weak storms that actually been impacting the region even more dangerous than that. We can go back to Erica. We could even go back to Philippe last year, which was one of the weakest storms existing across the Caribbean, but actually caused damage from Antigua all the way to Trinidad. Okay. So while we want to focus on that storms, on those major storms, we have to look at the one storm and also look for the periphery storms, which can impact us with heavy rainfall, floods, lightning, and heat.
Ms. Caesar stressed they are already seeing temperatures which are conducive for an above normal hurricane season.
Already in February, we were recording June-like temperatures in February. We're now in June. The warmest time of the year is September. So we still have a ways to go. So we can see across the most active part, the sea surface temperatures are which provide the fuel for our storms. Already in May, this is earlier this year, we're already seeing very warm sea surface temperatures. Just looking at it last week, we're already about 2 or 3 degrees above the normal across the Caribbean states.
Chief Meteorologist at the Caribbean Institute for Meteorology and Hydrology, Kathy Ann Caesar. And finally, cricket commentator Andrew Mason is disappointed with the West Indies' performance during the Super 8 stage of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. The West Indies were eliminated from the tournament last night after losing to South Africa at Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua. The regional side lost 2 of their 3 Super 8 matches.
The reality is that the West Indies team failed in critical moments in its quest to qualify for the semi-finals. Against England, one over from Romara Shepherd cost 30 runs at a critical stage. Against South Africa, there were as many as 57 dot balls. Nicholas Porran and Shea Hope played reckless shots. I think the people of the Caribbean are very disappointed and the energy levels will drop significantly. Sad to say, but the West Indies team was a victim of its own indiscretions.
Cricket commentator Andrew Mason, whose Mason and Guest program airs on Tuesday nights at 6:15 on VOB 92.9 FM. Top story in this, the evening edition, Ariana Bascom of Providence School and Finn Graham of St. Winifred's, the top performers in this year's Common Entrance exam, and the Education Minister concerned about the trend in English and mathematics scores and promises education reform is coming. And that's the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. A reminder not to miss the latest from Starcom Network News. Listen or catch up. StarcomNetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.